super awkward fun cast. You're listening to the super awkward fun cast. Yeah. Hey, it's the new episode of Super Awkward Fun Cast with L. Latham. This is episode 5. I have the wonderful and brilliant Jeff Klinger with me today. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, Al. Couldn't be more awkward. This is extremely awkward, and I love it.
No.
I don't know anything about this podcast, so.
That's bad.
Oh, that's no red. We want to say out of the red, right? Too much projection.
Yes.
Perfect.
Sometimes we're doing well.
Sometimes when I do a podcast or a radio show, I get headphones and a bottle of water.
That's professional.
Professional. And we're not.
This is laid back.
Very laid back. Also hot in here.
It's very hot because there's no air because we don't want any, like,
sound. I get it. Sure, of course.
It sounds horrible.
Awkward and hot. 3 p.m. in August in Los Angeles.
We don't need to give out details.
Oh, yeah. It's
what we're doing.
Any day. Anywhere.
So. Mm-hmm. Tell me about your career. How's that going?
Wow. Well, is that where we're going to start? Right there? Interesting.
They have to know you.
Oh, okay. So I'm a stand-up comedian. I am. I'm from Brooklyn, New York. I started comedy in Chicago, and I worked in colleges mostly, and that's what I do and did and do. And I don't want an internet presence, so I'm not doing podcasts. That's my number one thing, and that's it. I like to tell jokes that I write, and if people laugh, I get mad at them sometimes, and I think that they shouldn't laugh at that joke.
That's
fair. A really weird thing. I hate it about myself, so there we go. Hi, Al. How are you?
Hello.
Let's talk about you and your name.
Okay.
Because when we first met in the elevator, right? We met in an elevator.
Yeah, that was a fun
interview. And I said, hi, my name's Jeff. And you said, my name's L. And then I said, oh, is that like short for Michelle? And you said, no, it's Jennifer. What's your real name?
My real name is Jennifer Elizabeth Latham.
Yeah, so L has nothing to do with Jennifer. And then I never want to make eye contact with you again. But here we are. Yeah, so that was awkward, right?
It's always
awkward.
Always awkward on this show. If it weren't, it wouldn't be called Super Awkward Fun Time Cast.
I see. You made the show first.
It would be Super Fun Cast.
Cool Cast. Yeah.
And it wouldn't have the same ring to it, I don't think.
I get it. You have a survival kit.
It's good to have. I haven't opened it yet.
It's headphones in there.
It's very good to have.
Is it a joke survival kit? It's got the headphones?
No, it's a real one. I've never opened it.
Here we are. We're opening a survival kit.
It's
so far headphones, and then there's
those would have been good to have now.
You know, if you have an earthquake, you definitely want headphones.
They're kind of nice. They're pretty decent. They're like '90s headphones.
This survival kit is made by Yamaha. I'm gonna guess that it's not a real survival kit.
I don't know if I could survive the desert.
A wah-wah pedal. I don't think this is a real survival kit.
I mean, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing in there.
Yep.
I don't know what that is.
Empty box.
Oh, the adapter. I have that.
AC-DC adapter.
I did need that, I have to say.
Yep.
That was very important.
You gotta survive sometimes.
And then a bunch of CDs that I've never seen. Survival kit CD, DVD.
Oh, DVDs for your computer.
Playing with Styles.
Oh,
not Harry Styles, but like actual musical styles.
Oh, I get it. Like jazz or classical.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
I seriously had no idea what that was.
Some sort of pedal. Foot pedal.
Put the pedal to the metal.
Always. Can't drive 55.
Well, now I have a new pair of headphones. Yay! That's good.
Is it okay if I just look through the whole studio? I see a H1 handy recorder.
That's all right. We can say what I have on the floor.
I have Rereading America. Is a script of some sort? Some sort of...
Yeah, that's from my production.
DVD?
I produce things.
Oh, wait. Let's talk about that. It's getting awkward.
It's been awkward.
Should we just read the script?
Oh my gosh.
I'll be Mitchie.
This is... Mitchie's a guy. Yeah, a girl.
Yeah, I'll be Mitchie.
This is an exclusive scene from Addled, which hasn't been produced yet. So, wow.
Here we go, everybody.
Never heard this scene in your life.
I've never read this.
No one has ever heard this.
I also don't care if the name Mitchie, but I'll play the part of Mitchie.
Well, she doesn't care for it either, but it's who she is now.
We'll find out, maybe, hopefully.
This is my Tarantino ripoff called Addled. It's about the prescription drug world. In a not-too-distant future, Mitchie is employed by Jack, a guy that she falls for like an idiot, into helping him sell drugs on the black market, like Vicodin and all that stuff. So she just happens to have a psychiatrist, and that's played by me, Fonte, Dr. Fonte, and she supplies her with drugs, and then she gives the drugs to her respective clients. So
I'm the lead?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I'm the co-lead.
Nice.
We both survive. Spoiler alert. No, we don't. Here we go. Mitchie is talking to Jack. This is so weird because I've never even... Okay. All right, we're doing this. Okay, Mitchie is talking to Jack.
I also hate text. Besides the internet, I hate words on paper. Let's go.
This will go well. Okay, pretend to be on the phone.
Okay.
You can get your real one.
Oh, no,
if it feels more real. I'm an improviser. Okay, I'll improvise too. I'm not going to leave you out.
This is not a phone.
Okay.
This is a phone.
This is a phone, yes. Mitchie is talking to Jack on the phone about their first job. She sits on her couch with Miss White, which is her bunny, petting her with her free hand. So in order to do this line of work, you're going to have to be cool. I'm talking cool as a fucking cucumber.
I can be a fucking cucumber. Now continue.
I don't know. You seem a little nervous.
I'm not fucking nervous.
Yeah, clearly.
It's just all so new to me. I've never done this before. And I think I took too much. I'm feeling jittery.
Great pause there. What the fuck are you doing?
I was playing with my bunny. You want to meet my bunny? Miss White?
I believe we are already well acquainted.
Not that. My actual fucking bunny, Miss White. She's amazing. White and fluffy.
Yeah, no thanks. I got better fucking shit to do. Like help you close this fucking deal. Now focus. And then this whole scene, you want to do this?
Somebody has to read direction.
But that's another scene.
Oh, okay. No, no.
And that's you in the mirror. You want to do that?
Oh, of course. I would never say no to anything.
Okay. Interior. Mitchie's apartment. Day. I should have done that before. Mitchie stands in front of her full-length mirror and prepares for her first sell by picking out what she's going to wear. She wears a dress. No, too girly. She tries a shirt and shorts. Not tough enough. She finally settles on the perfect hot but tough outfit and grabs her pills from the table. Downs two of them. Then she goes to the bathroom to apply her makeup in the mirror. Mitchie?
You're Mitchie. You are a fucking badass. You'll cut a bitch. My knife. Fuck, where is it? There it is. Don't fuck with me or I'll fuck your face so much everyone will think Michael Jackson is back from the dead. You tired ass piece of shit motherfucking junkie.
Oh shit. She has her makeup one more time. She walks to the front door, opens it, and locks it from the outside as we fade out. Do you want to do that scene too?
Does our audience want to do it?
It's the end of it.
What do you guys think? Let's put this away for a little bit. We'll revisit in a little while.
Oh my gosh.
There I am. There I was. I was acting.
That was acting.
I was Mitchie. I really felt I was Mitchie.
You were Mitchie. I was recasting this role. I was on pills.
I was going to cut a bitch.
Yeah.
It was pretty great.
Yeah. If enough people had contributed to my Indiegogo campaign, I could have made this film. But you guys are missing out. You don't even get to see what happens next or hear it. So...
In 6 weeks, I'll be back, and I will play the part of Mitchie again.
because everyone is just clamoring for Jeff Klinger Mitchie revival.
He's so great at Mitchie. That's all I hear in the papers, in the trades.
Her name is Michelle, ironically. Mm,
interesting.
Yeah, but she goes by Mitchie.
And I like to call her Elle.
To be like a part of the group, one of
the
guys.
She seems tough and lesbian and boyish.
She's not. Oh. She's actually pretty hot.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All right.
Don't read the end of it.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to read the end of it.
These are the secure pages that are not in the finished short film that
I'm going to put this back underneath the survival kit.
And that's where it belongs.
Mm-hmm.
Next to Rereading America.
I guess we can open up bills right now. Let's see what your gas bill looks like.
No.
Okay.
That's not even mine. That's Dan's.
Oh. Mm.
Shout out to Dan Angle.
Hey, Dan.
DJ Angle. Whatever your name is.
Oh, I see. Be careful.
Oh, yeah. So, Caligula was a film that I just saw today and can't sear the images.
I don't know much about it. It is what I think. It's from the 70s. It's a porn film. It's about a guy sleeping with his mom.
Semi-pornographic and not his mother, but his sister. It's a different story.
When it first came out, it was really big news, right? It was porn when
they
it first came out.
They got hoodwinked into being a porn film, not knowing, like, Helen Mirren, Malcolm McDowell, John Gielgud.
Wait, these aren't the people.
Peter O'Toole.
These aren't the people in Caligula.
They are in Caligula. And
the
real
Caligula from the 70s?
Yes, 1979,
oh,
Caligula. Bob Guccione, a piece of shit guy.
That's the
hustler. Who was the publisher from Penthouse magazine. He donated $17.5 million of his own money into making this film, just to put in a bunch of sex scenes that didn't belong in there. Close-ups of anuses and vaginas and all this shit. And I thought I was going to puke at one point. But,
So it's filth.
It's filth, but they did not know that it was filth. They were tricked into thinking that it was going to be a biographical, like,
Helen Mirren is spreading her ass
historical
cheeks.
No, she...
Thinking that this is going to be...
No, it's not them. They did it in post-production.
Oh,
they like hired Penthouse pen girls and pen whatever the hell they call them. They hired them, and this guy Louis, he did the principal photography on it,
right,
with Bob Guccione with his girls, and they shot in post-production like lesbian scenes, very graphic blowjobs and stuff like that. It was crazy. Super graphic, and they put 6 minutes of extra material of those scenes into the finished film, which nobody wanted to claim at that point because it had gone through so many iterations that people were like,
"I don't want to." How was the story? Is it a good story?
It is a decent story, but they didn't have it historically accurate, obviously, which didn't help matters.
The guy didn't really sleep with his sister at that time.
It's believed to have occurred, but the timeline was off, and I did a lot of research on the actual Caligula in preparation for this interview. Because I'm very professional.
I'm older than you, and I wish I would have watched it. But now it doesn't seem
like
I want to watch
it. It was really difficult to watch. I got through 10 minutes, and I thought, I can't watch the rest.
Too pornographic.
It was too.
Or the camera was shaky.
It's not even that it's pornographic. It's that it's startling when it happens, because it's cut in. In these weird moments.
Yeah. Two people holding
hands.
Like,
I was trying to
and
watch.
And then there's anal licking.
And then there's like, ew. And then there's like the scene with the threesome between Helen Mirren, Caligula, played by Malcolm McDowell, and his sister, Drusilla. And they're getting at it, and you're like getting into it, and you're like, oh, this is kind of beautiful, actually, in a weird way. It's not super explicit and everything. And then they cut straight to this lesbian sex, and it's like, ew. It's like fingering and like licking and grossness, and it's like it takes away from that scene.
A lot, many people like sex, I think,
and they're just like barraging you with sex in that scene. And
but there's a lot of people that like sex, right?
There are also a lot of people.
Most adults, many adults like sex,
but they don't like to be bombarded with sex in that magnitude of scenes.
Yeah.
Because it's one thing to have, like, one sex scene, but then to have two intercut sex scenes, don't know which one's coming next, and it's really graphic and gross.
How old's a Malcolm McDowell Malcolm McDowell in 1979?
30-something, I think.
Back then?
30?
And what about a Helen Mirren in 1979?
Like 43, 50. She was like late 20s, I think 30s. Mm. I'm not really 100%. She's 68 now.
Oh, interesting. I don't know her or anything she's done. I don't know Malcolm McDowell. I confuse him with Dylan McDermott and Dermot Mulroney.
Yeah,
I don't
they're
know
all
Caligula.
The same.
I thought Caligula was Anthony and Justin Lick's 1 hour special. I don't really know anything about about
VHS porn. I would
rather
watch
porn.
That. I love Anthony Justin.
But I'm a fan of porn on the internet in 2 minute clips, but I don't know anything about VHS porn and I wouldn't watch Caligula. I'm only saying I wouldn't watch it because I haven't done it. It's also the same way I feel about I wouldn't go to Shabu Shabu restaurant only because I haven't done it. So if I wanted to go to one, I would go to one. I enjoy a steakhouse, a nice burger.
Okay.
So that's I know what I would do. I probably wouldn't watch VHS porn.
Mm. Well, this wasn't really... This was online.
Oh, I see.
It was from
the VHS
70s,
days, yeah.
But it's not... Actually, they've restored it so many times and done so many DVDs of this freaking film. So many cuts. There are like 7 cuts of this film.
Yeah, I feel like as a child or as an adolescent, there was always somebody that said, I have Caligula. Let's watch Caligula.
It was, yeah. It was banned and it's still banned in several countries.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, people were not happy that they were tricked. There was a lawsuit, actually.
Let's roll the clip. That was great. Uh-huh.
That was a guy fondling a woman's vagina.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
That's all that was.
But
just
also,
a quick clip.
It was Dylan McDermott.
It wasn't even him. It was one of the extras.
Oh, I see.
Because that's how they roll in that film. It's all extras.
And you didn't really tell, right? You can tell?
Yeah. They didn't do anything. The stars.
Sure. Yeah. Dermot Mulroney didn't do anything. Hey, everybody. So here we are.
So go rent Caligula.
Don't rent Caligula.
Don't rent the 2 hour and 39 minute version. Rent the 1 hour and 77 minute version.
Oh, it's a 2 hour and 39 minute version? That's amazing. We should read more of your script and then.
And compare.
And compare.
And contrast. Gore Vidal and
Mitchie.
Me.
And then Mitchie says, keep fucking me. Don't stop fucking me. I love to be fucked by my little brother.
Ew.
And then, but this is.
Mm-hmm. Was then, he ours? I don't even know if he was younger than her.
Oh. Don't stop fucking me. I want to be fucked by my older brother.
Yeah.
That's right, Jack.
Let's get it historically accurate.
Let's get more pills. I will cut a bitch.
He actually screwed all of his sisters. But she was the one, she was his favorite.
He loved her.
And if his mother was alive, he probably would.
So it's basically The Little House on the Prairie. Adults.
Roman.
Yeah. Of course.
Those Romans, yeah. They were evil, right?
Makes sense. Yeah.
He was, I think he was like one of the first psychopaths.
It was
actually.
The Romans that invented olive oil.
Because he killed everybody. He was a sadist.
I know nothing about him.
He's pretty bad. There was actually a scene in the film.
Anthony Jeselnik.
He's great.
Oh, no, he was pretty bad in Caligula. He was horrible. For the record, Anthony Jeselnik was horrible.
I've seen him
in
person, though, and he was good at his roast stuff that he did for the last roast.
Bad at fucking his sister. Terrible at fucking his sister.
Needed more...
More anal close-ups.
Yeah.
Are we getting awkward yet?
This is super awkward,
really?
I think.
I think
so people have turned away.
Oh,
They've turned off the station.
I get much more awkward than this.
Oh, just you wait, guys.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. But Malcolm McDowell was a great actor. He was okay in Caligula. I mean, he made it rise above the porn a little bit, but then it went to the porn, and you're like, oh, crap. Like, I wish it was without all that porn. I mean, it just sucks to see it sullied that way. And then there's a bunch of penises in the beginning, like, everywhere. And then they're gone. Not that I'm complaining, but they're gone for the rest of the film. And they're like, okay, we've done too many penises. We gotta clothe these guys a little bit more. Let's give them a robe. Give them all robes. Get back to set.
Huh. And what
we have our quota of
movie?
Penises. I counted like 20 penises.
What was the spark that made you want to watch this movie?
I don't even know how I came about Caligula.
You've heard about it your whole life.
I have heard about it. I've heard about it so much. And in the censorship film, this film is not yet rated. It's mentioned, I believe. I was just looking it up on YouTube, and they had like this gross Italian version with this chick's anus right in the middle of the thumbnail. I'm like, choose a different thumbnail. Come on.
Yeah.
Some of us don't care about that sort of thing. Yeah. Like stories.
Put a sexy shoulder. Yeah.
Yeah. Like let's keep it little. Like give me something to look forward to.
But then there is a lot of people that only want the anus.
Yeah. I don't know who those people are. I'm sure they exist in my world.
I'm gonna guess there's more of them than people that want the shoulder. That's why we have so many children. There's a lot of kids out there. There's kids out here.
Oh, yeah.
People are having sex in the world.
He had sex with his sister after she died in the movie. Oh. And they cut that out because that was too much. A bunch of anus shots and like vaginas and like every which body part. But you cannot show necrophilia in this film.
Really? Because
show him licking her all over after she's dead.
I feel like
dead.
They show it on 2020. Hmm. Maybe they don't. They tell the story. They tell the story on 2020 on Dateline, but they don't show it.
Ah.
Remember that?
I don't watch
this
that anymore.
Wonderful episode where the man sewed up his wife after she died. He took out her insides. And then I'm sure I sound really intelligent now with all my science language.
Yeah.
He took out her insides.
Is it a game?
And then he sewed her up so she doesn't smell.
Sounds like a game.
And then he, no, this is like 1987.
No, creepy.
In Jersey.
Jersey.
And then he had sex with her for 3 years. And then sometimes buried her in the backyard. And then sometimes dug her back up to have sex with her for another month.
You gotta
month.
Have
and
some then, spice. There's a variety of
amazing,
life.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, I like when she's away for a little bit.
The absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Yeah. That's absolutely. That's great.
6 feet under.
I think it was a shallow grave. It's 2 feet. But yeah, he's a, I wish she comes back. How do I get her back? She's in Italy. She's on vacation in Italy. I can't wait for her to come back. And then he digs her up and has sex with her for another week. Could say he has a fake fight. They fight about finances. And then he buries her back again.
Yeah. Different strokes.
Necrophilia.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
No, you that's
Who are
what
you
do.
Do?
You, yeah, that's what you're going to do. You're going to dig up
you
dead
gotta
people.
You got to have some kind
and then
of
have sex with them.
Hobby.
I also feel like there's not a lot of female necrophiliacs. I'm going to say... I don't want to be a sexist.
I don't think there are.
I'm just... Oh, I hate being a sexist. I'm going to say...
Bastard.
Necrophiliacs are probably mostly men.
They're so perverted.
So, it's with that penis, they got to stick it in something.
Even if it's dead, they don't care.
They don't care. You put it in your hand. Or a pillow. But now you're digging... Also, the work to dig up somebody, that's a lot of work. I don't really like to pick up my dirty clothes off the floor. I can't imagine digging someone up to have sex with them.
It makes it so much hotter, though.
Warmer or hotter?
Hotter. Warmer.
Warmer.
Yeah. The dirt.
Oh, I see. Yeah, sure.
No,
yeah.
I'm just ripping.
It makes it dirtier, I guess. Yeah.
It's a dirty sex act.
All right, so we're 9 minutes and we're talking about sex. That's
24
great.
Minutes.
44?
No.
Oh, 11 minutes in and we're talking about sex.
24 minutes. I'm counting.
I was trying to not do that until hour 3.
Okay, so have you seen any movies lately? We always do a review of films.
I have no problem doing a blind review. You tell me the movie, I'll tell you what it's about.
Well, I mentioned The Conjuring.
Ooh.
Before.
Oh, that's a great movie. It's about two brothers.
Yeah. What happens?
Well, the younger brother dies in the Civil War. And he promises the girl that he'll marry her. And he says, no matter what, I will marry you. And then and they both die. And then it turns out he's Brad Pitt. The Conjuring.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I remember that now.
It's a good movie.
Planes. I'm going to come back to that.
Oh, Planes. It's a Disney film.
Nope. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I don't mess up. This is a Disney film about aviation.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And Orville Wright says to his brother Irving,
no.
Jewish Wright.
That sounds good, though. I want to see that.
He says, "Hey, Irving, we can maybe fly a plane sometimes." And then they get together and they meet Michael Ovitz.
So planes existed before came up with it?
Oh, yeah. The word plane was around for a long time.
Okay. Hmm. Oh, yeah, like two planes, like one plane on top of another plane.
Actually, 3 points make a plane. Right. But
it's math.
Yeah, it's all math. Everything is math.
Or meth.
Meth, mostly meth. Or, like, Mitchie would like meth, right? Yeah. Does she ever do meth?
No, she's specifically...
She sobers up?
Into Adderall and Zoloft.
Zoloft, yes. Uh-huh. So Mitchie just does Adderall and...
Zoloft.
Mitchie does what everyone else does in the world, right?
Careful.
Most people take Zoloft or Adderall, drink coffee.
She does it in excess.
Does she go to jail for it? What happens?
I'm not saying.
Oh, I want to know.
No spoiling.
I need to know.
I already gave too much
away. Can I turn to page 4 and find out?
There is no page 4 on that. That was the last pages right there.
Oh.
You don't know what happens before that. It's all in the film that I have online.
Oh. Let's roll to the clip.
That was a good
amazing.
One. Shit!
I had no idea that she would put needles in her arm.
Wow. That was shocking.
Oh.
Wow. Planes. So I did the Planes premiere.
Uh-huh.
I didn't do it. I covered it for scififorme.com. Plug. I am a contributor. Congratulations to me.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So I did some photography.
So but you have red carpet work.
Yep. My first red carpet.
Do you wear a dress?
No. Maybe if I did, I would have been treated better.
What do you wear?
I wore jeans.
Uh-huh.
Jeans and a shirt.
Oh, a shirt. No jacket?
No jacket. It was hot as hell. It was
Sunday night.
80-something degrees.
Yeah.
That was hot as hell. We were under the lights. We had no shade. This asshole brought I shouldn't say that, but they're all assholes really to me. An umbrella, kind of like for more than two
Let's
people.
Let's stop for a second. Who's all assholes and why are they
the
all assholes?
The photographers.
Oh, I see.
Who are male.
Men. And assholes.
And big and fat and annoying.
Oh, Jesus. Males.
With their egos. Not just their fatness, but their
men
egos.
Men egos. Oh, they,
their
they,
fat
they are
ass
horrible.
Egos.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And their stupid step stools.
We do have.
They're big-ass stools that they stand on in front of you.
The
Even
man.
Though they're taller than you, they have to stand on it in front of you when they're right in front of the carpet in the first freaking row and nobody's in front of them blocking the shot. But I get to get mine blocked by your ass up high and me on my little step stool that you just so graciously provided for me to use today. So I'm still not kind of over it, but...
Someone offered you a step stool?
A very small one compared to his.
Oh,
and he's
Jesus.
In front of me, in front of everyone.
I hate them.
And he's a piece of shit. And his name
But they're all a piece of shit. All those men.
It goes back to Michelle. His name is Michelle. And he knows what he did.
He knows what he did because he was born French and he hates himself.
He's French. He's a douchebag. The definition of a douchebag... And
photographer, step stool douchebag. But he also offered you a step stool.
Oh, in the nicest way. I'm sure there was no ulterior motive to look like, oh yes, I'm a little Frenchman. I'm trying to help you get your shot. And then I'm going to block your shot by moving my head and messing up your focus. You will totally love me. I'm like, no. Mm-mm. And I do an awesome French accent.
Scumbags, all of them.
Mm-hmm. So I learned a lot on the red carpet, and I'm definitely going to have to get a step stool, a big one, to compete with these a-holes.
Men.
I can't say that it was women, because no woman was blocking my shot and being an asshole. So I have to say that it was men. Sorry, men, but you were an asshole.
Stop being genetically taller than women.
And
right?
That's the thing. He wasn't taller than me. It was a step stool.
Stop wanting to be genetically taller than women. I get it.
I wish I was a little bit taller.
I was baller.
Wish I wasn't bald.
Well, I wish I... Yeah, there's nothing worse than bald men. Short?
Ugh.
Men that are short are upset with themselves.
Mm-hmm. Napoleon.
Men that are bald hate anyone else with hair. I happen to be blessed with good hair. Not blessed, but I haven't showered in a couple days.
That's fine. Thank you for that information.
So I sometimes don't shower. Oh, let's talk about this. We'll rewind to my shower door in a couple seconds. But men who are bald are the worst. Sometimes I shave my head, and balding men get really upset with me. Why would you do that? They say. Why would you shave your head? You have good hair. Who shaves it?
Lance Armstrong shaves his head.
Michael Jordan. A lot of people shave their head, but
they're not
necessarily balding. But men that are balding,
some should,
are really the worst.
George.
Which one?
Like Jason Alexander. I almost called him George. I'm sorry, Jason.
He is George.
Jason, damn. I met him once.
He's lovable. Lovable man.
He's very lovable. He's very nice.
Mm-hmm. Do we know about his sexuality? Do we talk about that on the show?
He's completely 100%
Nathan Lane.
Off limits. To both of us.
He's handsome, right? Handsome and funny and
wealthy.
He's in
a league of his own.
And he's a Broadway star. So that we'll never have a Broadway star, right, in our lives?
No.
Oh, Jesus.
He's too good for us.
I'm not even interested in a Broadway star, but now that I know that I can't have one, I want one. It's like I'd love to date an astronaut. I would like to be married to someone that's been on the moon.
Mm.
It'll never happen, right? Is there a chance? What's the chance that a woman that's been on the moon will marry me?
Moon marriage?
It's got to be 30%, right? I got a 30% chance. My confidence is
We'll eventually are. Colonize the moon. Anyway, that's the whole point that we're getting to in our nation.
So back to planes.
Planes and simple.
Without planes, we would never be on the moon.
That's true. We would never have rockets.
Now, you think we were on the moon?
That's a whole other can of worms
we're in this
opening.
Oh, we're opening.
No.
You don't think we were on the moon?
Not in 1960.
Me neither.
Something.
Definitely. We didn't have color television until 1974. There was no way we were on the moon.
Come on, USA. Get your shit together.
The pop-up toaster oven came out a year before. I don't think that we were on the moon.
There were many great movies around that period, and very good technological advances in studios with lighting and computers and such. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah.
That was a very good technical revolution that we had in filmmaking.
I know some people talk about the shadow and things like that, and there's those conspiracies. My feeling is that it's not even what you think about the shadow. I want to talk about, or I'd like to think about, where we were technologically
mm-hmm.
in 1969. Power Windows just came out.
Yep.
But we were in the moon. Inside the moon.
Did we still have beta then?
I don't even know if we had beta then.
I'm so young. I don't know.
We didn't have cordless...
Laser discs?
We didn't have cordless telephones. This was way before laser discs.
I don't remember.
They told us we were on the moon way before. 8 tracks.
Wasn't alive.
8 tracks just finished. You weren't even alive, but yet somehow we were on the moon.
I wasn't even a peak.
20 years before a CD. We don't even use CDs anymore.
Yeah.
8 tracks was a thing. Cassettes were just coming out.
I had an 8-track player.
Mm-hmm.
I did.
Because you're from the 60s.
I had an 8-track player / record player / stereo when I was a kid. When I was 8 to 10 or 11.
Yeah, that makes absolute sense that you had that.
Or the TV, and I chose that.
That was a child's toy when you were a child. And then they're also trying to tell us that we were on the moon 5 years before. But as a toy, you can have an 8-track player.
I did. You can talk to my father,
mm-hmm.
and he will tell you that it's true. I had to choose between a TV, ironically, and a stereo / record player / 8-track player. Funnily enough, the 8-track player worked, but the record player didn't.
You chose no TV as a child. Interesting.
But if I didn't do that, I would not have known about Diana's death when I did at that moment in my daybed in my room.
I remember where
remembering exactly that moment
and
from
I remember
my stereo.
Where I was.
On Star 94.
And you were listening to the record. You were listening to a record when you found out about Princess Diana's death.
I was listening to the stereo, to the radio.
Mm-hmm.
The Star 94 station in Atlanta. Shout out to Star 94.
94.3, where all the hits live.
94.1.
Where all the hits live.
What?
And then she died.
That was tragic.
Yeah.
That was my first brush with death, Miss Diana.
Yeah, it was a big deal because she was the president of the world.
Everybody loved her in spite of her faults. She had many.
She had faults? I didn't know that.
People have faults.
She wasn't a man.
Yeah.
Well, men have faults.
Mm. Everyone does. It's tragic, but it's true.
I had no idea that Princess Diana had faults. Yeah, she was. She seemed loved. Beloved. She took
drugs.
Landmines.
Oh, okay.
Out of the earth, but probably took drugs.
For the pain.
Yeah,
of living with Prince Charles.
Not a handsome man.
Not in the least.
A balding man.
That's my Prince Charming right
but
there.
But he's a prince.
Uh-huh. Who cares?
Well, I'll never have a prince.
Camilla doesn't care.
She doesn't care. You'll never have a prince. I'll never have a princess.
I'm fine with that.
I know.
I want Eric from The Little Mermaid, though.
And I just want to... I want the astronaut that had to do the diaper thing.
Oh.
I want somebody to love me that much to drive from Houston to Florida with a diaper and a knife. I'll never have that love.
That love does not exist in the real world.
Oh, it does.
In her mind.
You're right. Yeah. But somehow it must exist because it went through the court system. So it must exist.
But fantasy exists. But the reality is much different.
Yeah. But she loves him. Right?
She's obsessed with him. Infatuated, maybe.
I enjoyed the documentary about about
getting smart on me.
Tiffany?
I
think we're alone now.
I knew it
was
a singer.
Doesn't seem to be.
That's
it. Yeah.
Can't afford the song.
Uh-huh. It's only 99 cents. It's a wonderful documentary about a man that was obsessed with her. And he thought that she loved him. He thought that every song was about him.
So he thought they were alone.
Alone now.
In the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what that song was about. The song was about him.
Right. What's his face?
That's all I want is... All I want is Tiffany. How do I get... If I could get Tiffany to fly to the moon...
I want breakfast at Tiffany's.
Oh, I've never seen that movie.
I love that movie, despite its racism.
Oh, I know there is racism.
There's a lot of racism.
Is there any racism in Caligula?
Surprisingly, no.
Then it's a good movie, because we have to... What's really important is we have to
end
racism.
It's very politically correct, that film.
Yeah, we have to end racism. So
sex, violence, fine. Racism, no.
End it.
No.
Yeah.
Incest, fine. No. Racism, no. Beheadings, fine.
Put my foot down.
Racism. We all love each other, and we're having sex with each other, and that's the way
sisters,
it is.
Sisters.
Orgies.
Brothers and sisters, get together. Right?
Everybody get together.
Yeah. There's no
horse, race. Donkey, doesn't matter. It's all holes to Caligula. He had sex with the
Bob
horse.
Guccione. That's not true. There's no sex with the horse.
He had sex with the horse.
In the movie.
It wasn't penetration, but it was still sex.
It was cuddling? What?
He spooned a horse. I'm not kidding.
He spooned a horse? That's not sex. That's cool.
I think he kissed it or something.
I would like to hold a horse. Who doesn't want to...
In a bed?
Yes, cuddle with a horse. Yeah.
No, there was definitely penetration. I take it back.
Okay. Yeah, I'd like
tell.
To cuddle,
he was orgasming.
Cuddle with a horse.
Orgasming.
Oh, a giraffe. I'd like to hang onto that neck for a couple hours.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
the things you could do.
Just hold on to a giraffe neck for a couple hours and be like, thank you for loving me back. You're the closest to the moon that I ever will be.
Right.
A horse. Yeah, sure.
We're covering all the bases tonight on the show.
Is this is it awkward?
No.
We're not recording yet.
This is free for all.
Okay.
This is a free for all. This is just us, like, shooting the shit.
I don't want it to get awkward.
No, never.
Go ahead.
What?
Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I don't know the scene with the horse.
Breaking Bad.
How do you feel about a lady with a lady horse? Tell me your feelings. Lady woman. I'm almost a lady man.
I don't judge, but it could be dangerous. Someone could get hurt.
Just because of the force.
The girth.
Lady horse.
No, but the girth of, like, the horse. Like, do you mean, like,
cuddling, like you said.
Oh, okay, yeah. Good.
Yeah, a lady.
Well, cuddling
you,
is fine.
You.
Cuddling. I would cuddle an animal. A 26-year-old
lady with a...
Sure.
3-year-old horse, a girling? Is that what they call them? A furling?
I don't know what it...
Yeah, a ginling?
A cute little baby.
No, I think they're called... So they have a name, something. They put them in
the... I forgot.
They put them in the Kentucky Derby.
I knew it. I knew what it was. I knew what a mare is.
A gelding, maybe. Who knows? But so a lady with a lady horse, and they just cuddle and they love each other.
That's just beautiful.
Uh huh. And now, why is it not good with Caligula?
Because there are two penises.
Oh, I see. Two vaginas, beautiful. Two penises, ugly.
There's no chance of penetration.
But the same.
There could be an accident.
Yeah, But the same injury is possible with the girth that you're saying and the kicking.
That could be dangerous. I said it was dangerous.
Sure, sure.
But it's beautiful, too. Oh,
ladies, they sure are beautiful. But when you get two men together, we gotta
but
stop
that. But
a
unicorn would be so much cuter.
A unicorn and a horse.
No, although that's cute, too. A unicorn and a lady. A lady on a unicorn.
Oh, yeah, I see. And she's like, her vagina is on the unicorn horn.
No, she's wearing a beautiful dress.
Oh, no, not in my picture. So what we're really learning here is that two men can't...
I did not say that. I said a male horse and a male human being.
Uh-huh. What about two male horses?
Well, that's fine.
A male and female horse?
If they, like, sword fight, you know?
Fighting swords? Like the,
you don't know what a sword fight is?
From
how do I know more about porn than you do?
These horses are from
they have. I can't believe I'm talking about this. My mother's gonna kill me. They have penises, and if they put the penises together, if they, like, toss them around, it's like fighting with swords.
Two horses.
Yeah, they're big penises.
Big and they
could be swords.
They hold them in their horse hands, and they slap each other in the chest.
No. Okay, I got it wrong. Okay. When they're erect. I can't believe I'm talking about this.
Oh, the penises are erect. I see.
The penises are doing all the work, not the horses.
Oh, I get
the
it.
The horses are not involved.
No step stools.
No.
Just two horse cocks.
Beautiful
really.
Horses.
Two horse...
Having sex.
Huge horse cocks. Just like hitting each other right in the face.
Playing with each other, yeah.
That's
experimenting.
Unacceptable.
If that's who they are. That's who they are.
And yeah, unacceptable, but...
There is homosexuality
in
nature.
Lovely... probably small horse vagina right there. Yeah, small. Small horse vagina.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them laying next to each other. So much sparkling glitter. I see like a really a nice down comforter, maybe. It's November, the fall, the snow just fell,
mm-hmm.
and two, both long hair. It's so wonderful.
Two
beautiful female horses get together. I love it. All right, everybody. I guess that's Caligula right there.
So now you know about horses
and
their methods of sexual
intercourse. No horse dick, all horse vagina.
I didn't say that. Do not put words in my mouth.
I am not.
Don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Don't look at horse cock at all. That's what you're saying. Do not look at horse cock.
Do not have sex with horses.
But unicorns are fine.
If you're male or female, don't have sex with horses. It's not... a good idea.
Except if you're a male horse, probably have sex with another horse.
I mean, it's what
if
you.
If you're a female horse, probably have sex with another horse.
Do what you want. We're not judging you.
Nope, I you're think still you are. Beautiful. I think you're judging.
I'm not judging.
Oh, judging is the best. I love to. I'm not judging now, but I love to judge. That's probably all I do. I like to go to a coffee shop and judge people.
Oh yeah, let's talk about that. Jokes.
I don't know what
no
to say.
No plugs for the coffee shops. They don't need any more money.
Coffee shop, bar, any place outside of my house, anywhere. I just like to judge people and put them in their place. Yeah, I like to judge people.
Judging is part of nature.
Is that true? I thought it's part of being a scumbag.
All animals judge.
That's not true.
It's true.
I judge.
Your cat judges.
I know I'm a scumbag, and I will say it on your show. Unapologetically, I am a scumbag, judging person, and I will judge you.
Judgy judgers.
Judge, whatever. Yeah, that word. It's fine, that name. Let's just say this. I'm going to sum you up. How about that one? So I'm not going to condemn you. I don't sentence. I have no right to sentence. But I will sum you up. You're a redhead wearing green? You shouldn't do that. I'm going to judge you. Your pants are too long and you keep stepping on them? I'm going to judge you. But I have no authority or position to sentence you. But I will sum you up. Thank you.
Okay, on that note, we are going to sum up the show. See how...
We end there?
This is a segue.
Great. Let's...
What are you doing? Tell us your sketch and your information.
Well, the wonderful Howard Kramer...
Woo!
Dragon Boy Suede hosts a party every...
Party.
Every August at the wonderful Meltdown Comic Book Store.
Shout out.
Yep, shout out. Meltdown Comics.
I walked by them yesterday.
You did? Oh, they have a wonderful comedy show almost every night. A great one is on Wednesday. But now there's a comedy party, and I'm going to invite you to it.
You would have to.
I must. And it's called Have a Summer Party.
Okay.
Summah. That's what I'm doing. Tell me about you.
I wanted to hear your Twitter and your Facebook if you want to.
Oh yeah,
to,
I don't know
promote
if you
that
at the top of the show. I do not want to promote anything on the internet.
No promotion. Just wanted
not
to give you that opportunity.
Yeah, I'm sure that I have. You could follow me at jeffklinger.com
or a website or something.
I'm sure you can follow me at jeffklinger.com.
Google it.
I'm on there. I just
Google
don't
it.
Want to be a part of it.
As always, I am L, aka L Latham on YouTube.
Jennifer.
Fuck you. No, I didn't mean it.
Nothing more that I like. I don't like anything more than being told fuck you by the host. That's wonderful. let's keep that in. And then everybody have a great night.
I've never
great
done
night.
That before.
Yeah, I'm sure
okay.
I bring it out in people.
At L Latham on Twitter. Cough break. You want some drinky drink?
Nope.
Okay. Want to thank my guest, Jeff Klinger, who made a great show out of this. And I must say... Good job.
And thank you, Jennifer.
L.
Yeah,
for
it's
my
wonderful.
Name.
and then we'll be back in 3 weeks, right?
Sure,
everybody,
3 weeks.
Tune in next week for episode 6.
We'll do 6 soon, guys. And as always, have an awkward day. I'm just going to start saying that.
Yeah, let's go enjoy the sun. Let's go enjoy the sunset.
Have fun.
Let's go enjoy. Yeah, just have fun.
You just do what you want.
Go fuck a horse. How about that? Go fuck
Don't
a horse.
Don't do that. No.
Really?
That's against the law, guys.
But cuddle a horse all you want.
Yeah, love is love.
Just go cuddle a giraffe.
I mean, they need love, too.
Thanks for listening, guys. And as is the new tradition, I will be playing us out with a track from an up-and-coming artist. We heard Kevin Lawrence last time. Here's another track from him. An oldie but a goodie, When Zoe Loves You. Please pick up Before I Fall on iTunes for $4.95. It is available. And have a great night.
So far. far away. Take you flying so you can feel the pouring.